Well, it is the last week of April already, and it's also the last Tuesday of April. That means we got one last opportunity for the month of April to have a Text Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie. Sarah is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining us today. Well, she's going to talk about an email that is hitting your inbox this afternoon. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm happy to be here.
Well, on this Tuesday, we're coming off of a beautiful Divine Mercy weekend. You were busy.
Yes, I was. It was a beautiful day, and I played a couple masses in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we did the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which was really beautiful. We had a holy hour, so we had some music, and then we sung the chaplet, and it was just great to have so many people there praying. And this year, I think it really struck me how the Divine Mercy Sunday really caps off that octave of Easter, and like how just that past week had been so joyful, and just kind of like letting the truth of the resurrection sink in, and just kind of, you know, working through it different days and celebrating at the same time and trying to, you know, come to a better understanding of God's mercy and trusting him more. And it was just kind of this progression sort of mm-hmm. from Easter. And it was just really cool to see like how many people, you know, just in this local area, there's so many different Divine Mercy events that were happening. And
right.
it's just cool to see that, you know, we're kind of embracing that octave of Easter and just going deeper. So it was really, really beautiful.
I can remember within just the last few years how it didn't seem like we knew a whole lot about what Divine Mercy was. And then the chaplet, though, began to take hold mm-hmm. and people really started making that part of the devotion. And now, as you said, Divine Mercy Sunday after Easter, boy, most parishes now will have a very special event. Yes, of course, that includes that beautiful chaplet. Well, Sarah, you're joining us today. We are going to talk about that kind of highlight reel that you go through and you find some of the great things that Mater Dei Radio has been producing. We're starting with Father David Guffey.
That's right. This is an interview that David did last week on the Morning Blend. And Father David Guffey is the National Director of Family Theater Productions. And they are a company down in Los Angeles. And they produce just these wonderful, mostly video media now, but they started 75 years ago with radio. And so they're celebrating their 75th anniversary. And David just had a great conversation. They talked about the history of Family Theater Productions. Father Patrick Payton, who many people know the phrase, the family that prays together stays together. That's where that comes from. But it's just such a fascinating interview because they talk about how Father Payton, you know, came to Hollywood in the 1940s, and he was really ahead of his time wanting to reach people through the mass media of the day. And, you know, and it's you and I, Brenda, as we work, you know, in a form of media, it was really cool to kind of hear like that perspective and that history and how he brought in like these big Hollywood stars. And they also just talked about all these great resources and videos that they have out now. And yeah, it was just a really interesting interview. And I think, you know, especially I think a lot of families maybe want to find, you know, good quality content these days. And Family Theater Productions is a great place to start.
Well, I know recently they just released the documentary about Father Payton. It was called Pray. Mm-hmm. And of course, the rosary bowls that he would sponsor and the thousands and thousands of people who would come to pray the rosary in the streets of the city. And it's really beautiful. And I think that's kind of the birthplace where even our own rosary bowl here in the Northwest, well, that's where you get to start. Sarah Kenzie is joining me today. We're talking about another great email from Mater Dei Radio that's coming to your inbox today. One of my favorite shows on Mater Dei Radio is the other highlighted one. I was excited to see this on the list. View from the Pew. It's going to be in there.
That's right. It's a pretty great show. It has some fabulous hosts. If you don't already know, Brenda and Deacon Scott host that together. And I always enjoy your show, Brenda. But this one especially, you had an interview with Gary Zimick, who is the author of a new book, Let Go of Your Fear. And it was just a really fascinating perspective on fear and how, you know, fear is not necessarily a bad thing on its own. It's an emotion that, you know, sometimes actually can be very useful to us. But you and Gary had this great interview where you talked about, you know, is fear useful or is it, you know, excessive fear? Is it a fear that the devil is using to kind of get, you know, in our lives? And you know, kind of making that differentiation was really interesting. And you just talked about so many practical things about his book, but also, you know, just listening to the interview was helpful to start to recognize, is this a healthy fear or is it something that I need to, you know, turn over to Christ? And, you know, we just celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday. Like, is this something I need to trust God more with? And then at the end, you and Scott had also a great conversation and kind of applying that more to your own lives, your own reactions to fear and, you know, how you can kind of ask the Lord for, you know, his grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit for fortitude and all of that. There were so many good practical and relatable things in that interview with you and Gary and then you and Scott's conversation. So I think for all of us, you know, we all have things we're afraid of and that cause us to fear. And this was just a really good practical way to kind of address that and break that down and find out how we can kind of turn that over to the Lord.
Oh, well, again, thank you so much for putting our show in the email today. Yeah, we do talk about, you know, what fear is like. Well, then, Sarah, then lastly, before we go, the community calendar, it is so full, especially mm-hmm. this time of year. The weather, you know, is starting to slowly get better. Some great events. Parishes are starting to welcome back their communities. And some long-time events that have been kind of made different or stalled because of COVID starting to come back mm-hmm. also. Boy, this is one. They didn't skip a beat.
That's right. So we just wanted to let all of you know, and it'll be in the email with some details. Sacred Heart and St. Louis in Jervis are going to be having their semi-annual barbecue chicken dinner once again this Sunday, May 1st. It's a drive-through from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So their chicken is just delicious, and we will include a link in our email, and there's also a link to the whole rest of the calendar. Like you said, Brenda, there's so many great things happening this year, so make sure that you check out the calendar.
I love how much of our fundraising efforts as a church always seem to surround really good food, really good desserts.
I am all right with that.
I think I am too. Well, if your parish or your ministry has a special event coming up, and you want to get it on our community calendar. So many people go to that calendar mm-hmm. to find out things that are going on. Please let us know. Go to our webpage. It'll have all the information on there. And then, well, I'll be able to talk about it on the Morning Blend. Well, Sarah, again, another great Tuesday, the last Tuesday of April. We'll talk again in May.
Sounds great. Thank you, Brenda.